still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
I just, I'm happy to see that I just got smashed with a bunch of emails. And not one of them is in support of the Palestinians. I was kind of waiting for that. Like, I don't even want to open that. But good. This makes it more important that we go beanbag those people. Not those people. You know what I mean? The protesters.
Of course, your people would be saying
but
that.
In a way, yeah. Yeah. I mean, people think I'm Jewish. This is scary. You walk around with this nose for a while with what's going on in this country. You get confused real easily. It's hard to scream out, I'm Swedish. That's a, you know. People assume. They make assumptions.
I'm not with a nose like that.
Exactly. And then the next thing you know, I'm in the mix. It just seems so easy to pick a side here. That's all I'm saying. I don't like to side with that kind of stuff. You know, paragliders who chop kids' heads off. Are you all right? Toledo looks a little confused. Everything okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Did you do something wrong?
He's going to yell time at you in a minute. You better hurry up.
Yeah, we're good. We're all good now.
Oh, okay.
What did you do? No problem with the bet odds.
Oh, what happened?
Is that what
happened?
Looking at the bet? Yeah. It's minus
230. It wasn't pleasure. Minus 230.
Oh.
I've got like 8 bets in there, and I looked at the wrong.
All right. You all right? You did the next step that? Are you good?
Yeah.
All right.
I got a little problem this week. A lot of bets in the draft.
How many Ohio State players are going to get drafted?
He's got Marvin Harrison going overall number one, he told me. Because his balls won't let Ohio State not be the best. The ringless Marvin Harrison going as zero pick number one across the board. It's not going to happen. You'd be a fool to trade and make Marvin Harrison your number one pick. Nobody wants him number one. You trade with the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are fools to trade out and not pick Marvin Harrison. You'd have to get quite a bounty for that. Oh, the draft. The draft! Brady, it's here! It's time now for, and we're talking about nutty stuff in the world.
Plus, they already got an extra first-round pick from Minnesota.
Yeah, and they're going to get Kool-Aid McKinstry. Brett doesn't have a Kool-Aid McKinstry jersey by the end of tomorrow, I'll kill him. If they don't get, and the Kool-Aid falls that far, be a Cardinal fan.
Does he have Kool-Aid on the back of his jersey?
No, it would say McKinstry, but it's Kool-Aid. And he's got a real first name. He doesn't want it.
Nope.
Wow.
I'm Kool-Aid. All right. And we all know how Brett thinks he got his nickname.
I had an Alabama jersey for years.
What flavor of Kool-Aid is it?
Exactly. I remember somebody asked him what his favorite was. I think he said grape. Arizona thinks. Like, you don't want to be called, like, I'm making it up. I don't remember. Thaddeus
John,
or something?
It's red or purple.
Okay, that is true. He did say red. Or no, he said purple. You're right. He did say purple. Because I was watching him, like, that's a good question. This is a dangerous topic right now. And people like Brett Rockruff are just giggling hysterically at, you know, nobody's talking about the elephant in the room.
His real name's Gaquincy.
Gaquincy?
G-A.
Gaquincy.
Apostrophe Quincy.
Yeah, he doesn't want it. He wants Kool-Aid.
I don't blame him. I think I'd take Kool-Aid too over right there. Look,
Gaquincy,
it's not me making
Kool-Aid
it up.
McKinstry. Gaquincy McKinstry. That's hard to say. I'd go Kool-Aid too.
Yeah.
The purple one. Anyway, yeah, he's a badass. He's going to be a Cardinal. They play their cards right. Everything falls in their favor. Boy, oh boy, look out for the Cardinals. Going to have a nice first day. Kool-Aid coming to town. How is it? I don't know, this is going to sound bad. But how much do you have to drink in his community to be nicknamed Kool-Aid? I mean,
Is that his NIL stuff?
It says, which flavor y'all think is the best? I don't know what he's going to say.
Purple. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is him saying so.
A Shock Doctor Kool-Aid mouthpiece. I'm going to do a taste test. Oh, yeah. This is great for show.
See, he likes the great for show. That's not funny.
And the Cardinals send me a jersey. I'll wear
it. How much Kool-Aid does he have to drink to earn that nickname?
We know a guy. We'll get you a jersey. Okay. What size you want, what number.
Oh. Stop it. It is time, for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense. I talked with the guys yesterday. We were up there having another great workout and just chatted afterwards about all the stuff that's going on in the world and protests that I brought up earlier and all those things and how weird it is to feel unsafe just being normal and sending out letters saying, we're not going to protect you. Stay home. You never know when something's going to happen at your work, especially with stuff like this going on. And so why not take your entire crew down? Just do like a team, like team building thing, I guess they call those. You just go as a group in your office and say, hey, give me 4 or 5 guys and get a team building exercise going with your work. They'll do that with jobs. I told Doug Hopkins to get him and his group down there. I can't imagine the stuff they walk into, getting strange calls from people saying, hey, come look at my house. And Doug told me a story about a dude a long time ago who had taken and put a roof over his empty pool and made it like a, I don't know, like a weird basement dungeon thing. And he's like, go ahead, step in. And Doug's like, no way. I'm not getting in your dungeon. Like, that's kind of stuff you have to protect against. Real estate agents, bartenders, people who deal with strangers on a regular basis or go into places they're not familiar with. Man, you are missing out if you don't give yourself a little training and put a little something in your pocket that makes you more prepared. That's all this is. The world can go sideways. You just can't expect it. Might as well have something in your head that says, all right, I'm prepared. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm strong with. I know what I'm weak with. I know how to do this. And at least be able to defend yourself and the people around you. Get up there. Get your office together. Get a bunch of buddies together. All that is ready to go now, and it's easier than ever at reactdefense.com. They'll give you the month of training and the weapons defense seminar, $199. That is unreal how much you can get for that. Look into it right now, reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black. Brady, entertain me.
Pauly Shore might want to give up on the Richard Simmons biopic.
Good.
Hope he gives up in general.
Richard made it crystal clear yesterday he's not on board, and he has his own plans.
You know what Brett said, he just hopes Pauly Shore quits living.
Yes.
I hope he just gives up in general.
What's the problem, bro? All I wanted was a little movie action spatula.
Richard said some major studios are interested with me being involved in my story. And as far as who should play me, Tom Cruise.
That's funny.
He said that.
See, Richard Simmons is funnier than Pauly Shore, too.
Unfair, bro. Don't like it.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Owen Wilson turned down $12 million to star in a movie that portrayed O.J. Simpson as innocent. The guy behind it, Joshua Newton, says he offered him $12 million to play Douglas McCann, a real-life attorney who got wrapped up in the various conspiracy theories in 1995, the murder trial. Newton says Owen backed out after he read the whole script and realized it just suggested O.J. was innocent.
In the end, it... Oh, no.
Hey, what's up, Twitter world? It's
You're breathing smoke.
Y'all's truly coming up from the hot. Boy, it's Phoenix down there. It's warm. I tell you what, I was in Las Vegas for a while. I didn't experience heat like that. Brady, they're doing a movie about me where I'm innocent, so yeah. It's called
the real life O.J. Simpson movie. I'm calling actual history. All right, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, Owen Wilson won't play me in the movie, and I thought, frankly, it was a bad casting choice anyway to have Owen Wilson play O.J. Simpson. Play me? Have you seen Owen Wilson? I don't think we look anything alike. Brady, I may have misunderstood your story, but...
Billy, yeah, no, says Owen that anybody can play anybody.
Yeah, well, I don't think Owen Wilson should play O.J. Simpson. He's too pasty.
It said an actor, Boris Kojo, would play you, Juice.
It's too Russian. I don't like that either. I think the innocent O.J. movie should be played by Cuba Gooding Jr. He should have to do it again. Especially because all that P. Diddy stuff. He's guiltier than I've ever been. Just saying, don't give me that Owen Wilson movie. I don't want that. White Juice is not a good movie. White Juice is the Harvey Weinstein story. Just saying. All right. All right, the juice is heading home now. See you, boys. It's warm in here.
I think he's vaping now.
There you go.
I love his new intro music.
Yeah, he's back in hell. Yeah. We caged him up. Owen Wilson. Wow. That's all you'd hear the whole time. He's innocent. Wow.
Some of the biggest animal stars of all time.
Benji. Rin Tin Tin, Lassie. Mr.
Rin Tin Tin, number one.
Okay.
Buddy from Air Bud. They put it number two.
No.
He died in 98.
Beethoven.
Beethoven?
Jimmy the Raven.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
He was in The Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. All right. That's a nice resume.
Higgins the dog got his big break in Petticoat Junction in the 60s. And then he was Benji.
Higgins was Benji?
Yeah. And then he died soon after that. And Benji's daughter took over the role in several sequels.
Because the Benji that I knew was second generation Benji. Because that was late 70s when I got familiar.
1974 Benji was Higgins.
Right. And then 77, 78 was when they made the Benji movies I watched.
His daughter.
That's girl Benji.
That bitch.
Yeah.
Keiko the orca from Free Willy.
Pretty good one.
Jaws.
Crystal.
Not a real one.
The Capuchin Monkey was in George of the Jungle, 1997's George of the Jungle. And
Outbreak.
Was most recently in Spielberg's The Fablemans.
Oh, same one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But also a lot of Dr. Doolittle, Night Very at the much, Museum.
Oh, did I? Okay, I was going to say it was like Short Round's career where it was a child and then a big gap and then finally got a big movie.
But the Hangover Part 2.
Wow.
310 to Yuma, Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the characters themselves.
No,
as animals,
no, no.
Not
no.
The,
okay. The actual animal.
Crystal was not the monkey in Friends.
Okay. Yeah, that one
was,
went crazy.
Marcel the monkey. That monkey's name was Katie.
Okay. So the most famous of all was Rin Tin Tin.
Yeah.
Although I'd have to say that Capuchin seems to have a better resume. And the Raven that did Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm trying to remember when the Raven. In the Wizard of Oz. Was it with the in the castle?
Must have been.
The witch?
Like maybe hanging around with all the flying monkeys and the witch? Wow. Interesting.
Taylor Swift's album has surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify in 1 week.
Basic How many are music. You?
It's Couple? Okay. I listened to it. I gave it a listen. It's meh.
If it wasn't Tay Tay, you wouldn't pay much attention to it.
It's, you know what she's lyrically, she writes beautiful. She turns a phrase, but to me, it's again. I'm on the outside looking in on this one. She's boring, physically, visually, musically. I am just unimpressed with Taylor Swift all the way around. Good, deserving of success.
That's
she's good, but
massive.
Man. I just don't see it being as huge as it is. She's appealing. Again, I go back to what I've been saying the whole time. She appeals to the basic woman because she's not intimidating. But if you saw her in person, you'd be like, oh, wait a minute. She's like 6'2". She's long. She's, she is not your basic
girl. Fastback.
Big time fastback. Yeah. That's where Brett and I are out on.
Yeah.
I mean, you got all that money. Go put up, that girl on the phone the other day had $6,000
she's
for
got
an 6K. Ass.
Yeah.
I mean, Tay-Tay can go in for $20,000 and get a nice butt put in. Give me some size there, Tay-Tay. That's it. We're done. Larry's back. John Gordon's here to puppet him. This is great. We're all done. U-Fest tomorrow, so I think Larry's going to have some last chance tickets there. Brett's going out tonight to EOS on McKellips and
Gilbert.
I know what you're doing.
What?
Yeah. Don't worry.
You're talking about
it. Hey, that's my hood. And by the way, you also dumped one last week.
I know. I don't dump on the east side. That's somebody else, if that was the case.
All right. If that was the case.
If that was the case, it was somebody else. I don't do that on the east side.
It all happens for a reason. Anyway, keep your eyes open on the news and visit Brett. He'll have some stuff for you, including, I think you get Judas Priest tickets. You're going to have a whole bunch of stuff out there. McKellips and Gilbert tonight, 5 to 7 o'clock. Brett will be standing out there. Larry's got U-Fest tickets. He's got all sorts of stuff to hand you guys. Listen to Larry. Be nice to him. And we'll see you guys tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.